don't pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. My lord. I'm experimenting with sound volume too, so forgive me if that was uber loud. I'm just, you know, trying to figure out the right volume of things with this equipment too. Because last time I heard, it was super quiet. But holy crap, guys. It is July 19th, Friday, July 19th, after the workday is concluded. And yeah, someone pour me up that double shot of whiskey. I don't drink. The last time I had something was like June 1st, because I was sitting out on the patio of Buffalo Wild Wings. This is not an endorsement. I'm not getting paid. And it was my oldest son's birthday, and we were out celebrating. And I didn't want soda while sitting on the patio in the sun, you know? But CrowdStrike. Okay, if you're not in the IT realm, we just got, for lack of a better word, bitch slapped by CrowdStrike. So what's really cool is when software companies, yeah, it's an amazing feature when software companies will push an update globally everywhere. That's so cool. World of Warcraft is about to do it with the War Within patch coming up next week. I'm super excited about that. But then something like this happens with CrowdStrike, and it's like, okay, guys, what's best practices here? So clearly I'm getting into the weeds of IT on this one, and I apologize for that. But all today was one big... So fortunately, where I am, the industry I am in, and oh, hi, I'm Flame Flash of the FlameFlash.net podcast, and this is episode 151. This is how scattered I am that I didn't even launch into that at first. But if you're subscribed, if you're listening, if I'm showing up on your feed, hopefully that's obvious. But hi. Oh, so whatever happened, like I haven't, today was panic mode. Today was get out there and fix all the things. So aside from knowing that CrowdStrike pushed something out globally and about 30 minutes or shortly thereafter, they must have known somebody screwed up. So about 30 minutes afterwards, they pushed out another global update that was intended to fix things. But unfortunately, everybody had already gotten the first update. Airlines were down. Hospitals were down. I heard Alaska 911 services were down. Maybe another state was too. But wow. Just... wow, like the White House was getting involved. I'm not quite sure why, maybe because of the air traffic thing. Like you can watch a time-lapse, it's out there, the time-lapse video of how many flights are in the air and how suddenly it just slowly stopped. Well, not totally, because I think one airline was unaffected, so good job, guys. We're not using CrowdStrike. I don't know what you're using instead. So, And that's the thing. CrowdStrike, it's one of those accidental monopolies. Like you go out there in the field. What the crap is CrowdStrike? CrowdStrike is a security software. It's the one of the leading industry security softwares out there for Windows machines for the most part. And it protects your organization. Like speaking of organizations, if somebody does figure out where I am, I'm definitely not speaking on behalf of the organization that I work for. Not that I ever generally mention who I work for, but it's a wonderful place to work. And that's all I'm going to say about them, like, directly. But we were all over the place today, getting BitLocker keys, typing in admin passwords, starting Windows in safe mode. Fortunately, we're about 50-50 Mac and PC. And of the PCs, at least today, because it's a Friday, I would say probably, it's a low percentage, but it's still a big enough problem that it consumed the day. Now, because they're a quasi-monopoly, because they're just that awesome, you have to then take a step back and go, what's the fallout from this? What should we learn from CrowdStrike's massive goof? One, test your crap, guys. That should be obvious, whether you're testing a new recipe, whether you're pushing out a program. Don't, like, when you're sewing something, trying a new pattern, whatever you're doing, don't use the production material. Like, if you buy yards of an amazing fabric, I don't know why I'm going and sewing, but oh well, and you're going to make a thing, but you're also trying out a brand new sewing machine, you don't put your fancy new fabric in the brand new sewing machine until you've figured out the sewing machine. You don't put your, if you're testing a new cookie recipe, you don't quadruple the recipe first thing. You test it out by following the recipe directly, or maybe even cutting the recipe in half. Figure out if you like it or not first, you know? So here CrowdStrike went, and they pushed a thing out, and it brought so much to its knees. There are pictures at the Denver airport that I saw floating around in work chat today of just all of these Windows computers on all of these display boards, you know, the boards you're supposed to be depending on for flight information. And instead it's Windows has restarted improperly. Please either restart again or choose these troubleshooting options. Just, wow. Holy crap. It's broken. Oh no, our table, it's broken. Oh, what a day, what a day. So earlier in the week, and I'm going to tie these two things back together in just a second. Earlier in the week, I got on a call with a scammer. And I'm going to edit pieces of that call in just a moment. And then we'll talk about why that ties in. But clearly I'm in IT. I'm sorry this is so heavily IT, but you need to be watching for this kind of thing. And I'm discussing life. I'm discussing commentary. Send your comments in. Send your questions in. podcast@flameflash.net. But here, let's transition real fast, and then we'll come back to me recording, but talking live again, randomly. So, in my day-to-day operations, we sometimes come across folks who accidentally type a URL wrong, or otherwise hit on a malicious ad, and are presented with a rather loud and obnoxious warning of, Your computer has been locked. Please call this number for security reasons. And the following data may be compromised. Email ID, bank passwords, Facebook logins, phone, photos, and documents. The scan has found a potentially unwanted adware on this device and can steal your passwords, your online identity, etc. And it gives a fake phone number. This one is labeled Call Apple Support. Let's see what actually happens.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes. This is the support. Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
I have this Mac OS security warning message on my computer. It says I should be calling this number.
Mac OS, okay. And now I will go ahead and help you so that I will unlock your computer and get it fixed, okay?
Okay.
So now, look on your, I'll give you the website name and you need to open the website. So now look on your screen, okay? On your screen, look on the very top right hand side, there is a place where you can type like a spotlight search. Well, you see the search?
No, it's just this warning. I mean, I muted my computer, but it's still just this Mac OS security warning on my screen. How do I get that to go away?
Yeah, so I'll give you the website name. You need to open the website for me, and then I will fix all the problems. So I'll give you some instructions. So can you open the browser like Safari or Chrome? Anyone?
No, it has this warning right on my screen. So how do I can't click on anything or really do anything. I don't know what to do.
Yes. Now look on your screen on the very top right hand side, there is a spotlight search magnifying glass, right?
No, that's not there though. The warning's covering everything up.
Okay, now look at the bottom left-hand side on the keyboard. There is command key. You see that command?
Yes.
Okay, press it and hold it down for a few seconds. Hold it down. And at the same time, press letter T. While holding command, press letter T as in Tom. Command T as in Tom. Together, okay?
Okay.
Now you have something. Now you can go to the browser like Safari or Chrome.
The air went away.
Sorry?
The air went away. Thank you.
Now you still have the problem, okay?
But the problem's gone now. The air's gone.
Yeah, but you still have the virus on it, and I will remove the virus and fix the problem, okay?
Oh.
There are the compromisers connected. So please follow my instructions, all right? Now open Safari. Go to Safari.
Okay.
And now I'll give you the website name. You need to open the website. So, are you on Safari?
Yes.
Alright, so type in there on the top address bar, type in there www.a.apple.ll.london.p.echo.m.mary.i.india.x.x-ray Alchemix.com. All right, you got it? Alchemix.com. You got it?
Yes, yes. Remote desktop software.
Yes, that is correct. And there you can see free download, right?
I don't see a word.
Okay, click on remote desktop.
Oh, okay.
Okay, click on remote desktop software. Now you see the website, Alchemix website. Are you on the website?
Yes.
Okay, so there you can see free download. Free download. Free. Right?
Okay.
So click on free download, hit that.
Then it went to a different page.
Yeah, it's downloading now. Alchemix is downloading, right? Oh, no. It says V2.2, something like that. V3, V2. So click on V3, that one, first one. What do you see now?
Well, it has two different lists, like an Intel CPU and an ARM CPU.
And does it say V3, something like that, V2?
Yes, there's just two different lists.
Yeah, click on the first one, V2 point something, yeah, click on it.
Okay. Then what do I do?
Now what do you see? What it says?
Well, it had me save some kind of a zip file.
Yeah, so click on the zip file. Like, what file is it? What is the name? What is the name on it?
Well, here is where we're going to cut in and point out that you are clearly not with Apple. This is an ad. You and I have successfully wasted your time. Have a pleasant day that you deserve, my friend. We're not downloading anything, guys. Ever. Ever, ever. Okay? Okay. Okay, so through the magic of editing, this is going to be seamless, but I'm making multiple, file clips. So I'm sharing how the sausage is made here. But why it ties together. CrowdStrike going down like this. Scammers like the one I just got off the phone with, in timeline purposes, they're going to use this as another phishing opportunity. I just know it. In the back alley rooms of wherever that guy was, I'm going to assume India, their supervisors and bosses are going, how can we use this CrowdStrike thing to inspire enough fear that people will call us and trust us and we can ransomware or steal information or whatever the guy was planning on doing once he had full access to my computer via the remote desktop software that he was telling me to download. Now, the website he instructs me to go to is probably a very legitimate remote desktop tool. He's simply a bad actor. So please don't assume that the tool that he was instructing me to go to is somehow evil and bad and only no good to use whatsoever. I don't know. I've never used it. I don't intend to use it, frankly, because I don't really need to remote desktop into anywhere with third-party tools. But they're going to possibly take advantage of it. So we need to keep that in mind. Just as a community, let's protect those that aren't tech savvy. Let's protect ourselves. Always remember not to knee-jerk react. Now, I'm going a lot longer than I did last time. Sorry about that. Like, especially after the editing cut. So I'll wrap this up pretty quickly. It's since gaming-wise, I'm very much looking forward to World of Warcraft's War Within launch. I think tonight I'm going to go home and after dinner and cleaning up from dinner, watch Ghostbusters Frozen Empire because I haven't had a chance to watch that yet and I really want to see it. And like a week from now is Deadpool coming out. I probably won't see it immediately, so don't, but don't expect me to comment on that right away. But it's been a busy day. I'm tired. I need to go put food on my family. And I'm putting it out there to have it in whoever happens to listen's minds. Please be extra vigilant, my friends, on the ramifications of this CrowdStrike. Because the big bosses, they're going to be fine. The companies, they're going to be fine. Everybody's recovering already. Even the stock on the feelings index is bouncing back. It dropped like 11%, 12%, but they're going to bounce back. CrowdStrike, regardless of their human error today, is still, and I'm not sponsored, but they're still one of the best tools out there for software security. They just are. But people will hear about this on the news, and then they'll see these ad pop-ups show up on their computer, the malicious ad pop-ups, and they'll trust making the call more because it'll already be in the back of their minds. Organizations, we've got this. We've got CrowdStrike. But I'm talking about your elderly boomer relatives. I'm talking about your not computer literate relatives of any age. And even those of us who are computer literate, we can fall for things. We're human. We're fallible. So just if I'm putting it in the back of your mind now, hopefully you'll remember it if you're confronted with it in the future. Now, with that being said, thank you for stopping by. I'm Flame Flash of the FlameFlash.net podcast. This was episode 151 on CrowdStrike Day, July 19th, 2024. And it's nice to be back podcasting again. I look forward to hopefully watching Ghostbusters and playing some World of Warcraft this weekend because I don't have anything else planned. So, have a good weekend, y'all.